Hostile!
Can't stop listening to loud music?
Turn it up! Turn it up!
If your answer is yes to one or more of the following questions and you live in the greater Boston area, you may be a candidate for the loud music listening study at Northeastern University.
Are you unable to stop listening to loud music when you want to?
Have you ever been told that you have a noise-induced hearing loss in which loud music played a part?
Has your listening to loud music ever created problems for you in your close relationships?
Do you ever worry that listening to loud music might damage your hearing?
If your answer was yes to one of these questions and you are 18 years of age or older, please call Linda at 617-373-5197. That's 617-373-5197. Or email us at loudmusic@mail.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to WZBC in Newton. Good evening. Tonight, on the Featured Artist Hour, we are presenting the label Freedom in a Vacuum. It was active in the Toronto area from roughly 1985 through sometime in the early 1990s. The first few years were limited to some very limited edition cassettes when the label began to produce vinyl and then eventually CDs in the later part of the decade. What we heard now was from the album by HNAS, otherwise known as Hirsch nicht auf Sofa, a very famous German noise avant-garde post-industrial band with an album put out by Freedom in a Vacuum. It's got this, again, one of those German names that I can say, but can't tell you what it means. It's Bitte werfen Sie Ihren Müll aus dem Fenster, which actually I believe means please throw your garbage out the window. Possibly their most accessible album in their career, from what I know of HNAS at least. Actually rhythmic and all that happy stuff. So that is probably the most famous album that Freedom in a Vacuum put out. We'll be digging deep into the history of the label, which I think is important because it really set an entire culture on its ear in Toronto for many years. The people behind the label were very active in hosting performances of international artists based out of Toronto's Music Gallery. And the output, the recorded output of the label, is very, very strong. So right now we're going to be hearing from the debut 7-inch single from Electrostatic Cat on Freedom in a Vacuum. This is called Lethologica on Test Pattern WZBC.
Thank you. Mythical or hyperbolic cancer. Why does it frighten us with its name, as if thereby the unnameable were designated? It claims to defeat the coded system under whose auspices, living and accepting to live, we abide in the security of a purely formal existence, obeying a model signal according to a program whose process is apparently perfectly normative. Cancer would seem to symbolize and realize the refusal to respond. Here is a cell that doesn't hear the command, that develops lawlessly in a way that could be called anarchic. It does still more. It destroys the very idea of a program, blurring the exchange and the message. It wrecks the possibility of reducing everything to the equivalent of signs. Cancer, from this perspective, is a political phenomenon, one of the rare ways to dislocate the system, to disarticulate, through proliferation and disorder, the universal programming and signifying power. This task was accomplished in other times by leprosy, then by the plague. Something we cannot understand maliciously neutralizes the authority of a master knowledge. It is thus not simply as death at work that cancer seems so singular a menace. It is as a mortal derangement, a derangement more threatening than the fact of dying, and which gives the fact back its essential trait, its way of not letting itself be accounted for or brought to account, any more than suicide, which disappears from the statistics that are supposed to keep count of it.
You're listening to Test Pattern on WZBC every Friday night at 6 o'clock. It's the featured artist hour, in some cases the featured label hour. Tonight's edition of Test Pattern is focusing on the label Freedom in a Vacuum. Based in Toronto in the late 1980s through the early to mid-1990s, sporadically releasing amazing recordings, especially compilations. We'll talk a little bit about that. One of the most important aspects of the label, however, was their tendency to couple unknown local artists working in the genre with big-name, well-established artists. This particular track we heard just now closing that last set was by Crawl Child, a local artist in the Ontario region with no prior recordings, but a history of live performances that set everyone on fire. This compilation is called Unbecoming, released in 1993, featuring some names such as John Duncan and PGR and Randy Greif, some larger names in the genre, but also some local things such as Dead Masochistic Gut, Crawl Child, and some other artists from around the world, including Empirical Sleeping Consort, who rose from the ashes of Electrostatic Cat. We'll be hearing something from them later in the show. But we're running out of time already. It's 25 after 6. A lot of stuff to get through, so I won't talk much. I'll just tell you what we heard. Violence and the Sacred, we heard from two tracks, one from the album Suit Yourself, and the other from a 7-inch single called Now a God Dances Through Me. And we started the set with Electrostatic Cat from the Lethologica 7-inch single. Another compilation, the first one released onto vinyl from Freedom in a Vacuum, called Freedom in a Vacuum. Again, we're kind of focusing on the lesser-known artists on the label, since you're all aware of Nurse with Wound and Asthma's Teachings and people like that. So right now, this is a band from Italy called The Sodality on the Freedom in a Vacuum compilation. WZBC. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to WZBC in Newton. This is Test Pattern, every Friday night at 6 o'clock until 7, where we feature an individual artist or a label or something cohesive for one evening for 1 hour. Tonight we're featuring the label Freedom in a Vacuum. Based in Toronto, active from roughly 1985 through the mid to late 1990s. And the last two tracks that we heard were from a sub-label of Freedom in a Vacuum, a series of very special recordings under the imprint Impressure, which were extremely limited editions. Both of these last two LPs were pressed in an edition of 100 copies, the last one being Empirical Sleeping Consort, the first in the series. From the album Agri Somnivana, we heard something called Dream Number 2. Kaiser Nietzsche before that from the Impressure Number 2, which was the final in a series that was supposed to be ongoing, but things just didn't work out that way. It was a split LP, released with a flip side by Yuzuru Sayogasi. Kaiser Nietzsche being a local recording artist in Toronto. We heard something from him called Ceteris Paribus, and Giancarlo Toniuti before that from the Undying compilation, released in 1989, the Italian artist. Before that, the Sodality from the first compilation put out by Freedom in a Vacuum called Freedom in a Vacuum. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. The last track I'm going to play tonight is from the compilation of live recordings. We mentioned earlier that the Freedom in a Vacuum people were behind virtually an annual festival, a series of concerts that took place at the Music Gallery in Toronto, which began in 1991 and continued throughout the decade. I'm not sure if they're still going on. But this CD compilation is called A Blind Man's Gallery of Mirrors, Music Gallery Recordings, Volume 1. The track we're going to hear is from I Am Umbrella. It was recorded on March 11, 1995. It's called Mask. Once again, you're listening to Test Pattern on WZBC in Newton. Thank you.
This is No Commercial Potential on WZBC.
Newton,
this is No Commercial Potential. Why do you think we call this No Commercial Potential on WZBC?
Why do you think we call this no commercial potential on WZBC?